You're listening to the Next Round Podcast with James T. Kaiser, the gaming beast and critical failure.
Okay, fine. I'm starting it.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway,
is this thing on?
This is the Next Round Podcast. And we got Critical Failure, Retro Kaiser, and Alex Swingle here. So let's do this. I'm going to generate the name. We're not going to waste time here. Amateur Dwarf Operatives. Amateur Dwarf Operatives.
That is correct. To a T.
I love it.
I'll name my character Boren after you.
Nice. I'm going to call mine fucking, I don't know, Skull Smasher. There we go. Orc Smasher.
Did your character boring after?
No, you're lagging
Boren
a little bit.
Bolt. It's a type of character from...
You're coming through okay for me.
Okay, it's a type of character from what's the name of the
Swords
game
series? And we played Swords.
It's one that
Wizardry.
Sean really likes. No. Boren's armor. You got it from the earlier game.
Oh yeah, Boren armor. Yeah, that's a fucking dark eye. No, Hero Quest. It was Hero Quest.
Hero Quest. There we go. Thank you.
Yep. Hero Quest.
Because it was quite the scandal when that happened. Was that I found out that his character's name was named after the armor from Hero Quest.
Okay.
But I totally forgot that. It was just so ingrained to me, like.
Dwarf. And he was wearing plate mail.
Yeah. Because I played that game so much, like the vocabulary
yeah, exactly.
just ingrained itself to me.
So,
anyway,
yeah.
What's up with you guys? What is up there?
Just hanging out.
I've been bitching about video games.
Anything in particular?
Meltdown. Been having a meltdown on that game.
I see what you did there.
And I have a very nice throat right now. So, yeah.
So, did you guys get back to playing that together, Meltdown?
No, I have not, because I need to bother switching hard drives.
Gotcha.
It no longer works on XP. That was my bitching.
That's right. So you're still running off of XP, and it was previously working?
No, I have the it was working on XP. It's advertised for sale to where XP. I have the ability to play it on to swap hard drives to make it run on a modern operating system. Modern.
Gotcha.
But it's just annoying.
Okay.
Because my save is on my XP
okay.
and I can't transfer saves.
Yeah, that can be difficult.
They updated it in glorious 3D, and they used the Oculus Rift plug-in setting to make it 3D, which forced it, or it became a DirectX 11. You have to use that instead in order to play it.
Thus making it incompatible with XP.
Yep. And the funny part is, the guy who threatened in a joking manner to Newell, he decided to paranoclockity guy. He was wise enough to make two separate builds, one for 3D and one for not 3D. And yet these guys, it's been 4 months and they haven't done the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I
hate.
That's tough. Like, I want to be upset about it, but I don't know. I guess
yeah, I mean,
not.
Notice how I'm not foaming at the mouth, because, yeah, I'm kind of over it. It's just like, this damn.
How long has that game been out? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been at least a year and a half.
I remember seeing that first as an Ouya game. I don't know if I ever bought it or not. I think I might have bought it for like a couple dollars when it was on sale and let it sit on my Ouya, unplayed all the way until my Ouya finally died.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was. We played it, though. We played it before they made the Switch, I think, on Steam once. Yeah. Sure, it worked.
Yeah, it's good times. I enjoyed it so much that when it was in the dollar section on the Humble Bundle Mobile, that I got that.
So here's a question. Did you, while we're on the subject of games that were released on the Ouya and then much better released on Steam, did you have any interest in getting Towerfall while that's $3.50 or $3.75?
Sorry to interfere with you guys, but I just got a foil trading card drop from Rampage Knights.
That's amazing! That is cool.
Here comes the drop!
No, I have not played Towerfall. I looked at it and I was like, maybe. But it would definitely be a party-only game.
Yeah, it's cool with people. Waste of time if you're alone. But I have every now and then the opportunity to play local multiplayer games on Steam. My older brother comes over, and I have a friend who comes over, not often, only a couple times a year. But that's one I socked away for the rare local multiplayer night.
Yeah, and I'm jealous of that because I actually once, my brother was here, I think for my birthday or something, and I showed him my NES, and I showed him playing Battle of Olympus that he beat back in the day.
Yeah,
and he did have a chocolate of it and did play it, but he's the kind of gamer that where it's like he plays it a lot, a game, and then it's like over and done. Like he doesn't go really back to older games.
Speaking of older games, one game that came out on Steam just the other day was Final Fantasy V, and yeah, and you want to know what my thoughts on it are? Well, it doesn't matter, because you're going to hear them anyway. It feels like a bootleg version of the Super Nintendo version.
That doesn't sound like a very positive idea.
No. Well, it's a direct... Instead of, like, porting the PlayStation or even the Super Nintendo version, or the Game Boy Advance version, they instead port the mobile phone version of the game.
Oh no!
And the thing is, when you first play, do you notice that it looks like they really made Final Fantasy V, but with RPG Maker VX?
Yeah, I've seen some of the graphics. It does feel somewhat
using
like
RPG
that.
Isn't necessarily bad, but taking a game,
they charge enough and. For games that I think we should expect better. I mean, the old phrase, the square tax, you know, I think...
Yeah, and not to mention the controls are very sloppy as well. It's where, you know, it's Final Fantasy V, but it feels more like a Sega Genesis bootleg cartridge of it.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm still glad they got something out, I guess.
I'm wearing Final Fantasy VI personally, but
yeah,
but the best thing about this Final Fantasy port are the trading cards, because they have like the classic Super Nintendo style. Not to mention, does Final Fantasy really need 96 achievements?
But I want to know.
More importantly, just I'll be really quick. Is that the king looks like my man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's the thing, the portraits and the sprites don't look anything like... But, yeah, no, the king in that game definitely looks like the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm wondering why. See, I think the first Final Fantasy VII, correct?
Yep, and that's pretty much it. They dropped the PS1, PC version.
And they went from there, and they decided to release 8. I can't. I don't know if 8 came directly after, but I want to know why we never got 9. We never got 9 on Steam, not yet, anyway.
It was a PS1 only.
Explain.
7 and 8, Squaresoft actually bothered to make PC releases. 7 and 8 are the PC versions that are on Steam. Yeah. 9, they didn't make a PC version.
Actually, 7 had, characters...
They're that lazy with their ports.
Yep. And the other games, they're like ports from the DS versions.
Except for the case, actually no. Final Fantasy IV: The After Years was a PSP port.
Okay.
Honestly, in the end, I think it doesn't really matter.
Somewhere along the line, Final Fantasy and like figuring out which ports came out when and which ones are ports of what other ports, it got too complicated for me. I remember Ouya version. I'm gonna mention the Ouya twice in one episode. Of 3, and I remember being told a reason why I shouldn't like it, but not remembering what the reason was, and then playing and thinking, I'm glad I don't remember what the reason is because now I'm able to enjoy it. Like it was a direct port of an inferior port or something like that. It's like, okay. All right. I don't care. It's fine. I just want
to... Yeah, the people who were being about it's a port of the DS, that was the reason why. And it was just like, if they've ever played the original one from Nintendo, they would be really grateful about that update because it's between fucking awful and terrible.
Which game is that again?
He's talking about Final Fantasy 3. Like,
yeah,
not
the original
3.
The
original 3 was a original Nintendo game, or original Famicom game, I guess would be more accurate. But I remember back in like the early days of emulation, like late 90s, probably 98, 99, we would get on my friend's computer and download the games, and I'd bring the ROMs back to my house on a floppy disk, and I could only bring them like 5 or 6 at a time. It's like the second or third time I brought ROMs home, because I didn't have internet in my house. One of them was the first 3 Final Fantasy games on Nintendo, and the translated somehow was like, yes, and I brought them home, and I never played them, like, even once. Zero interest in attempting to play all the way through them.
Yeah, those games are long games. Like, the last Final Fantasy game, I played through 5... That one was actually pretty good. I mean, it's grindy here and there, but overall, I really like it because you can like switch classes and like combine abilities. Like every time you level up with a class, you get an ability from that class, and you can combine the different abilities. So it's really neat.
That's cool. Yeah, the some of those games, I mean, had really cool things about them. Like, me not being a Final Fantasy person, in this case, I don't want to reflect that I think ill of the series. Since I've never been much of a huge... Like, I like RPGs a lot, but I have a really bad track record of following them through to the end.
Yeah, the problem with RPGs are that it takes fucking long to beat them. Like, they're really not that hard to beat. It just takes a long time to beat them.
I purchased a device called a Raspberry Pi 2.
Yummy.
Basically, microcomputer. It's about $40, and it doesn't have any sort of basic input-output system. So you download an operating system, and you put the operating system onto an SD card, and it boots directly from the SD card. So there is an operating system, which is basically just a bunch of emulators. So I said, okay, I'll give that a shot. So $40 or so, and then I have an emulator that'll run most of the old cartridge-based games. So once I got that hooked up, I started playing through Chrono Trigger again.
Nice.
Which was fun.
That's a good game to play through.
Yeah. I would play it in the morning, like early in the morning before work, and my reflexes are really bad, so I wanted to play something that was like fun and kept me interested, but was okay if I had to stop and read everything for the most part.
Right.
So, good times.
Yep. What I wanted to talk about, actually, is that we did have games that we randomly chose. It was Steam Roulette. And the game that I had was Twin Sector. And that was an interesting game because it wasn't really good, but the basic idea would have been good if there wouldn't have been Portal. Because it's like a first-person game where you have to solve puzzles, where the gimmick is that you can manipulate things telekinetically. Basically, they did a shittier version of the gravity gun. The graphics weren't that great, and it was like you're walking through a spaceship corridors. So it was like, to me, it felt like a shittier version of Portal or like Half-Life just without the shooting. So it just got, also the physics and the graphics weren't really that great. So for me, it was really uninteresting. So I played a little bit and I just like, it was like, oh yeah. And then basically you had an AI telling you what to do. Go down and turn on the generator or some shit like that. Oh, come on, fuck you.
I've noticed several games that are like, oh, it's a 3D puzzle game, and it just happens to be in a very clean, testing-like environment.
Right.
Kind of try and pass themselves. Like, I wouldn't say Portal clones in all cases, but you can clearly see the glaring resemblance.
Yeah.
Like that one game called Teleporter? And the other one called Dimensional Travel.
Those I haven't seen.
Well, those are not real games. I was just doing substitutions for Portal. I thought it was funny.
I totally would have bought it. I totally would have been like, oh, yeah, this sounds like it. Yeah, sure.
There's so many games nowadays, so you don't know.
What about that one game called Transfer? We have to transfer in from one room to another using portals.
Here's a real one. Polarity. That's Larity. A real game. First-person puzzler in a clean, testing-like environment. Only rather than using portals, it's more about, oh, when you have it set to red, it's like this. But then when you have it set to blue, it's like this.
Yeah, it's the nature of game development is like, there's one big game that's really successful, or even a small indie game. Either way, it becomes very popular, and then you have rip-offs. I mean, let's just look up Minecraft, for example. Minecraft started an entire new genre. Because it was like, hey, I want to have Minecraft but with guns. Or like, hey, I want Minecraft but with like more magic or some shit like that. Or Minecraft in space. And that's pretty
You
much...
mean Minecraft sort of spawned off of survival Lego?
I think there's a glaring problem holding back the Minecraft spin-off genre from taking life of its own, and that's there has to be an agreed upon nickname, like voxel based shooters or voxel based builders or something like that, or block based builders. There has to be some name where everyone uses the same name in order for it to really take on its own genre. But there's definitely a million games like that. You're right.
I think there is a name. I'm gonna see. Maybe it's not as much.
Yes, it's
use.
Called. It's called Open World. Ooh.
Legit.
Open voxel.
That just sounds pornographic, Swingle. That just sounds pornographic.
Open your voxel. Oh yeah.
Anyway, how about this? Free voxel. There we go.
Swingle, you had the game Covert Action. Please tell us about Covert Action.
I had Covert Action. I didn't even know that we rolled. I mean, I don't even remember
doing that. It's been a long time.
I didn't play it.
Okay. So I've been the only
one. I mean, like, not even the day of rolling it. I don't even remember doing that.
Let's do this. Swingle, as a social experiment, I would like you to review Covert Action, never having played it.
Okay. Let me try my best here. So... Covert Action is a game with accelerated graphics. I did not randomly roll this shit. This is fucking awful.
It's randomly rolled.
With accelerated graphics that you...
I like accelerated graphics. That's a good bit.
That you move from playing baby crying in the background. This is the perfect storm.
Can you play it in HD?
You can play it in 2D. it's a mystery point and click adventure, it's kind of reminds me of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, but like more serious, because you know you're a spy, and that's not it.
Okay, very covert. So, question, Kaiser, did you play your game, Aetherlords?
Hold the phone here. I'm looking at the screenshots right now for Covert Action. It has the same graphic engine as the, the Irving Racing game, the Super Off-Road.
Right.
I see the grid formation and the colors. It's identical. That's
now
amazing.
I gotta see this. I'm looking That's it amazing. Up now. But you, I wasn't. I didn't care. I was totally ready to put aside until you said that. Now
I see. I think to be fair, you gotta still review it for next time.
Yeah, I'll review it and I'll still shit on it because it looks pretty bad.
Sid Meier's Covert Action, the old one. Yeah, and on top of that, it's a night dive port to.
Oh my god, it's
to
Steam. Bad.
Those are, I mean, pretty stereotypical. Just we put the files into a zip that you can purchase for money.
Well, I'll do is I'll do a 2-for-1 special next time. I'll review 2 games.
Okay, fair enough. So
this looks nothing like the thing you're talking about. Like, this looks nothing like the Iron Offer.
Look at the other screenshots. The interface is identical for some of them.
Anyway,
I'd
Kaiser.
I'd have to look at the other game.
Let's go to Kaiser. Have you played Aetherlords, Kaiser? Kaiser?
Yes, I myself have. Aetherlords is a game about four races of wizards, adepts on four magical schools, collide in brutal fight for world domination. Aetherlords, an iconic strategy created by Nintendo,
I don't think you played this
became
game.
A bestseller in the world. And,
yep, you're reading really well, Kaiser. You're reading really well. Yep. Go fuck
Evil
yourself.
Lords isn't. Okay, now my real review of the game, okay?
Okay.
Continue doing the same thing, okay. Only this time reading from the forums.
Shut up.
You're like,
three
you're like
out of four dicks.
This is like a school test that we caught you where you didn't finish your homework, and now you're reading and pretending it's yours.
Well,
I pick C.
Several attempts to play Aetherlords only ended in computer lockup, sadly. I used a Pavilion G7 with Windows 8.1 and have only had one other solved issue.
This is
with
the second time
different games that played through Steam.
It's the second time
you're trying to play Aetherlords. From the forums, okay? He's not actually saying that it didn't work.
Fucking Kaiser.
Only Control-Alt-Delete will get you out.
Could you not tell from the way that he's speaking as he's reading?
yep. He's about to
with
get
that
kicked.
Being said, Sean, I bought this game bundled with Aetherlords 2. That part is true, actually. That's how I got this game. Which works fine and seems like a significantly better game than the original, which I was only able to play in tiny segments. In summary, don't bother with Aetherlords, but Aetherlords 2 has so far been enjoyable for a follow the path and battle monsters with trading card deck. Turn-based battles.
Yes, the trading cards. I wanted that. I wanted to play 2 for the trading card battles. That looked cool.
The battles are interesting due to strategic card play, depending on the luck of the draw cards. Critical. I think I will get bored of this long before it ends, but Aetherlords 2 is a well-thought-out game, despite its predecessor.
You and your reading. Go fuck yourself, Kaiser.
I don't like it now that Steam will tell us when we purchased a game if we haven't played it yet. So I can see I bought this in November 2014, so it's been almost a year. Almost, a couple months out.
Okay. Right. For some reason, there's no game for your name, CF, so...
I wasn't at the last one, I don't think. You can roll now, and I'll make it up, just like the other two did.
You were there for the last one.
I can't remember if I rolled.
I know, right? I swear I didn't roll, but I think I must have.
I just noticed something, guys. Gone Buddies Reviews.
Yeah, what's up?
This is the second game I rolled where the game does not work.
that's Steam for you. Some game, when you have a collection this large, and you're not specifically targeting the games that you want, you know, you roll bundle games and stuff like that, that happens. I've had games like Deadly 30 where I bought them on Desora or got them working in Desora from a bundle and then went to play them in Steam and the Steam version didn't work. Actually, I think Deadly 30 might be the only example of that, but don't know what happened. Worked just fine on Desora. They ported it to Steam. No dice. Alright. I'm going to try and roll now. Steam Roulette.
I'm trying to find a working version of it because, like, the original one, they fucked up. They didn't update, and since then, it's not working normally. Can't.
Why is there not a button, like, to bring you a random game, like, built into Steam?
Because
Steam really needs to have more tools for curating large accounts.
Yep.
Steam Roulette sucks. Steam Roulette. I don't know. I can't even find it. I'm Googling Steam Roulette, and all I'm getting is, like, Reddit and YouTube links of people using Steam Roulette.
Yep.
Either you guys have it bookmarked?
Nope.
It might not even be existing anymore. Ah, too bad.
Ah, well.
We'll see. If we don't find it, then maybe it's time to end this segment.
Yeah, I, Oh, well.
All you guys gotta do is take your list, put it in a graph, like an Excel sheet, and then do a randomizer.
Oh, wait, I can go to random.org and do the randomizer.
Yeah, but I'd have to put my 12 or 1,400 games in the randomizer.
That is way too hard, I agree.
Yeah, that would be a lot of work. So what have you guys really been playing?
Yeah, it's a good topic. I haven't been playing a lot. The last game I've been playing is the King of Fighters 9 Super Duper Edition. I don't know.
That's cool.
It's not a bad game. I like it. I'm finding characters that work for me, like Kyo and some other two anime dudes, but...
Wait a second. Which King of Fighters? Because we need to have a battle.
Yeah, King of Fighters is a really, really good game. It'd be good to know which one you're working with.
Give me a second here. I think 9 Steam Edition.
There's no King of Fighters game called King of Fighters 9, dude.
Yeah, they're, it's probably a year. There's probably a number right after 9.
It's not a year-based... Okay, give me a second here. I'll figure it out in a second. Library.
Research. Is it the one that has an X in it?
The King of Fighters, like King of 13. Fighters
13, but it's in Roman numerals. So you're
getting
the number wrong.
Yeah, 13 Steam Edition.
Yeah,
sorry.
13. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you main King of Fighters 13?
What? What are you saying?
What? Who do you main? Like, who are your favorite characters to play as?
Okay. Kyo is one of them. There are two fire guys. They look a lot alike
like
to me.
I like Terry.
Terry's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Prices. I don't think...
I like...
And then there is... Kyo is the guy. He's got, like, a leather jacket. He's got some good moves that are... They're a little bit easier to play.
He's good.
I liked Robert, but I didn't
using Eori or whatever the hell you pronounce his name.
Okay, there's this guy K, which he's kind of an emo guy, but his moves are pretty good.
Yeah, especially in 2002. Yeah, K is actually really good. K is good. I usually use Leona, who's the blue-haired girl, and I use the rest of my team changes. Sometimes I use Kula, and there's a character Clark who is like a dude with a hat. I found out in the storyline Clark was supposed to be one of the two guys from the original Ikari Warriors games,
like
old Nintendo games.
Oh wow!
So that made me like him better, but I'm in the fighting game. I think it's cool that they brought like an old nondescript like 80s arcade game character.
Okay. My characters, the characters that I use include Terry Bogart from Fatal Fury.
Good pick.
I typically use Iori from King of Fighters, and the third one switches up between several characters. I normally pick Kim from Fatal Fury. I mainly play Fatal Fury characters, but I especially like it when they have Geese and Wolfgang Krauser.
Gotcha. Yeah, Mai is a frequent for Mugen for me, but I don't actually hear in the legit King of Fighters much.
Mai was
and that
first
ice
the
chick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mai has some good like banter with the other people because everybody's commenting on how she's like basically having her boobs hang out left and right. But he's actually not a bad character either.
Yeah. She's got this flame toss that I make work for me a lot. But the only other person I know who plays King of Fighters is Angie. That's when I play with him, it's like a no contest scenario. So, I lose every time no matter who I'm playing with. So, I stopped playing her because I wanted to try other. I played with Chang for a while. Chang's the great big guy with the big ball. Like the big.
Yep. Oh, yeah, with the big ball, yeah.
Freddy
Krueger. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Isn't this like a chain on ball thing? He's like a Zangief style
guy.
Yeah,
yeah, you can get some cheap wins with that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I worked with him for a while, but he's a little too doofy. Like, I can make it work, like, in game with him, but I don't know. It's like the character's just like so incredably uncool to deal with it.
By the way,
Raiden's not a bad character if you know how to use him.
One thing.
That's cool.
One thing I want to say is that, like, is it for you too that when you choose a character, it's not just how good he is, but it's also if you just like him in general, just as how he looks like and how he acts?
Yeah, for sure. That's mm-hmm. one of the reasons why I like Clark, and I don't like Chang.
Like, I like Kyo. He's, like, the most, like, normal guy, and I like his powers, too, with the fire. There's one guy with, like, really tall hair, really weird shirt, and, like, earrings. Don't really him.
That dude, he's really not bad, if you know how to use him. I played with him one time, and I was like, this character's actually really good.
There you go.
He's just very technical to you.
But he's not so bad. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I always try to gravitate towards. I like to try other characters too, but there's always favorites in every fighting game, and not just their moveset, but also the way how they look and stuff. I don't know, Swingle, you said you didn't like fighting games, right?
I don't like for homosexuals.
Whoa.
And that's King of Fighters.
There's such a thing about King of Fighters.
No, I just didn't really care for it, that's all. I just know that Russell's name is somebody says that. Because like the most I've ever played was X-Men: Children of the Atoms. I don't like just spamming the block button 24/7 with most of those fighters.
That's because it sounds like you're playing them wrong, dude.
That's often what I do. I'm not offensive enough.
There you go. You should play it. You should play an awesome game. Game like Harvester.
Yeah.
When have you guys played that game yet?
I'm going to play
that game for at least one of you.
No, I haven't, but
I'm going to play it.
It sounded pretty sexual.
I've been playing a bunch of adventure games. I played through Gabriel Knight 1 and 2. 2 is great because that's also like FMV heaven. And he's in fucking
Gabriel Knight.
It's a Sierra like you're like a supernatural investigator. And the second part is pretty cool because it plays in Germany, actually Bavaria.
The composer for the Gabriel Knight music, the music in all those games, Mr. Holmes, was actually on Tiger Claw Radio years ago, if you recall.
Right.
I don't know if I've got to play him, though.
I remember that. That was good times.
What was it, Mr. Holmes? Sorry, what was it, Mr. Holmes? I'm just looking for a...
You had a mad boner after interviewing him.
Oh, okay.
Robert Holmes is in a band called the Scarlet Furies now. I had him on. That was when I was still working with Carl. Carl was doing his PR firm.
And he helped me out a little bit. He got me that spot.
That I didn't handle it very well. I was like, oh my gosh!
it was still fun.
It was still cool to talk to him.
It is probably hard. Like, I don't know if I would actually like talk with somebody like Andrew WK or something if I could. There's only very few famous people that I would want to talk to, but to those, I would be pretty shy. I think I would be either I would go crazy or I wouldn't say a lot.
Well, here's the thing. I think interviewing in and of itself, regardless of who you're talking to, is a skill, and I didn't have that space. So when like regular banter kind of failed, I didn't really have a whole lot to fall back on.
Yeah.
So I heard you like to play instruments in an arranged fashion and call them songs, right?
Organized sounds.
Speaking of instruments, I'm critical. Did you hear that the Proto Men are going to be in Rock Band 4?
I didn't hear that, but I know they did a new album not too long ago.
But the song picked is from Act 2.
Is it Night of the Night?
Yep.
Of course, that's like a single. I think they're going to be at the next MAGFest, which is in February. Tickets on sale now. Come on, guys.
They've been getting really huge lately for a Mega Man tribute band.
They're no longer a Mega Man tribute band. Their new album has nothing to do with Mega Man, I think. I'd have to dig it.
Sellouts.
I'd have to dig into it to confirm that. I don't know that for sure. So, Proto Man fans, don't be mad at me. But they still make really good music.
I think there's only so much you can do with... I mean, there's lots of Mega Man music. But if you're going to do music based on other video games, it's not a bad idea to also add other games to your repertoire.
Well, here's the thing, though. They never really played Mega Man music, per se. They wrote original music that told the story of what takes place in those games.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm thinking Arm Cannon or something.
Yeah. I think there are several other bands that do the same thing. But, like, Act 1, that was a great album. I have that on vinyl, and I play that a lot here at the house. That was great. Act 2, I think, was basically Light Up the Night plus a bunch of other, like, cinematic songs that are really boring.
Right.
They did a really good Queen album. Like, Queen tribute album. It was pretty good. I don't know. I think they're good. I think they're talented.
Right.
I farted really bad, dude. I think I might need to change my boxers.
Oh, man. That bad, huh? You thought it's, like, safe, but...
I thought I'd share that right here on thenextround.net.
That was a loaded gun. You were a loaded gun. It wasn't just a... anyway, so I couldn't find a Steam. I found a multiplayer Steam Roulette, but so until they have a new Steam Roulette, well, we can figure it out something. But for the next session, next podcast.
All right, I'm just picking something randomly because we have to do this. I want my turn. I'm gonna review Back to the Future episode 2. Back to the Future Episode 2, Get Tannen. Accelerated graphics. Play it in HD. Use your favorite computer monitor to enjoy the adventures of Marty McFly and Doc and other characters. Made by Telltale Games. Featuring programmers and artists. Get a copy today.
Okay, how about this? We could do it like this, where instead of like randomly choosing it, we just choose a game ourselves. How about that?
Do we want it to be one we've actually played?
It can be a game that we played. It's a game that we haven't played before for the next time.
Well, as a review, I've got plenty of games that I'm going to play, so I guess I can just talk about one of those.
That works.
That works. Although, how about you choose a game that you haven't played yet or reviewed, and it's not a review copy. Just to make it a little bit harder.
For pleasure, not for business.
I love it that we spent, like, before we sat down to record this, we played a spectacular game and made a recording about it, and that we hadn't played in a long time, and now we have, like, fucking zero to say about it. Sean, what game did you and I play multiplayer together
3D.
Today? But how did that go? How did that go?
It went well. I mean, the only problem was when I was recording it with Fraps, there was lag. Also on your end when you recorded it. So
this was uncanny. Ooh, how? Guys, listen, this is what happened. Sean and I played one-on-one without any recording, and it was neck and neck. We went like maybe 16 kills, just dead even. One guy would get one, then we'd tie it. Then another guy would get one, then we'd tie it. And then I pulled ahead a little bit at the end, like a couple of kills ahead. So we decided to do some competitive, like set match limit and record it and like make some video features that way. So Sean started recording and we played to 10 kills. And because his computer had to handle the burden of running the recording software, it lagged a lot for him and not really so much for me, so I destroyed him. And then, to be fair, I decided to make a feature that's going to go up on my channel where the same thing happened to me. I then had to record, and my processor couldn't handle doing that and running the graphics at once, even though it was just Duke 3D. And so, of course, he destroyed me as well, so we're both going to put up videos of us getting destroyed by the opposite person.
Yeah, still great times.
Nice. How dare you? How dare you farm kills for those achievements without me?
I got the 100 kill achievement, dude.
This is a gentlemanly duel, Kaiser. We'll play too. How's GG, your internet, mate, by the way, at the moment?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, just speed-wise at the moment, really.
Play by post, Duke 3D.
Well, I moved down to... Let's just say, do you remember when I moved to the other end of the state?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to move back into the old house, so you should know how my internet is.
Oh, no, is it the...
It's carrier pigeon internet.
Yep.
Yep.
It's fucking kangaroos are bringing it. They put the internet data on little discs into their pockets, and then they, like, really fast... run over the oceans and bring it in.
No, there, man, it's got to do with all the koalas climbing on all the power lines.
Exactly.
I released a new map in Gary's mod.
Nice.
Yeah, it's another resource light test arena. It's been rated like 12 times, and I don't think there's been a single thumb up.
Aww.
I think it's a universally despised... level.
Aww.
Because oh, fuck speaking of that, life.
Yeah, people... fuck your life.
There's some people they just want to destroy.
That's no, okay. It's a profoundly shitty map. I'm okay with that outcome.
But anyway, the game I chose to play is Lifeless Planet.
Do tell.
Okay, for Retro Kaiser, it's Lifeless Planet.
Let's see if I have that.
And you haven't played this before, right?
I've seen my brothers play it, but I haven't played it.
Fair enough, that can work. Okay, Swingo, you don't have to do covert action if you really don't want to do it. If you want to do both, that's pretty
I'm
cool.
I'm going to do it, Sean.
Okay, so the second one now, you can choose any game that you haven't played yet.
Alright, so that requires live effort because I don't have Steam let up. Let's take a let's
you
take
no
a
longer
down the
you no longer
games.
Have to do Steam Roulette.
Close my eyes, close my eyes, close my eyes. Okay.
Hold on. No. Before you close your eyes and pick that way, don't you have categories? You have 1500. You can use categories.
Well, the only categories I have are poo-poo games and good games and then the rest.
Oh boy, you need to get on that.
All right, so I randomized. By just scrolling up and down rapidly while closing my eyes. Namoral Legends, Iron Lord Premium Edition, which is a hidden object game, so I'll get on that.
Namoral Legends, okay. And then...
So I am installing Covert Actions and Namoral Legends, and I'll tell you what classic pieces of shit they are.
Okay, I'm doing now the same thing, just randomly choosing.
I like how we're grunting, like as we're doing.
Okay, the game that is, I chose that. It's the game that is like on the top, and I didn't even know I have this game. It's called Last Words. Last word. It's my last word.
I'm reviewing on that game actually.
It looks like an educational game. We'll see. It's probably going to be horribly bad.
I'm not spoiling what it is, and don't spoil it for me, because I'm reviewing it.
Okay.
That's my job, is to spoil.
CF.
I'm going to play a game that I've had for many years, that I should have played by now, but haven't. It's a game called Iron Roses. See, most of us have had press accounts on Gamersgate for years. And you can no longer gift games to each other on Gamersgate with these accounts, but back while you could, this was a game that went for $1 pretty commonly, and Kaiser bought it for everybody as a gag. And then years later, when they released it on Steam, he bought it for me again on Steam, and I don't think I've ever played it on either time. Basically, it's a point-and-click adventure game, best I can get. Where you play as somebody trying to get a garage band together. So it looks like a combination of a point-and-click adventure and rhythm game, all with, like, pre-rendered graphics. So let's see if it's any good. Release date, February 16th, 2010. It actually got mixed reviews instead of all down thumbs. Somebody said they liked it. Disappointingly short and easy. Just don't bother. Screamingly dull. And that's just the first 5 minutes. Steam has finished downloading Iron Roses. This is my favorite review. It's only money, right? So that's Iron Roses. That's what I'm going to play.
Awesome. Okay. That is actually great. That is like the ultimate troll game from Kaiser.
That's kind of been part of our group. That's one of the old gags from a long time ago.
That's one of the old gags. I think that's even older than Mega Cactus.
Yeah. For most people now, it's Bad Rats is the game they do that with.
I actually played Bad Rats, and actually it's like the Incredible Machine. It's shittier than the Incredible Machine, but it wasn't as bad. I think just the graphics are just pretty horrible.
Yeah, and they like there's a lot of like weird out of place blood, so I don't actually feel comfortable with my children playing that game. And they've redone the Incredible Machine well. I can't think of the names, like Contraption something or I don't know. But yeah,
the Incredible Machine is a better game. I actually played and I actually finished a couple of levels. Now, this is the things I don't like about Bad Rats, honestly. The graphics, the cat looks like some kind of horrible abomination, and just gives me all the kind of, it's just creepy. I don't know why. And it's just, I don't know, it's just really bad graphics and really fucked it up. I don't mind the gore. I think it's kind of hilarious. Supposed to be cartoony. And the thing is, I think the guys who made the game, there was like missions on Incredible Machine where you had to like knock down the cat and you were like the mouse. And I think they had the idea, hey, let's combine lemmings with Incredible Machines, but do it poorly.
And you are now the mouse and you have to knock down the cat.
Because the thing is, even if you know the solution for the level, it's like the physics are so wobbly Even if you place it at the same time, the ball or something might fall in a different direction. So you have to do it multiple times. And every time if you pause, like, do you have a time limit? That's the thing that makes it really bad, the game.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if
Is it too late to add a, to my Steam game things? Is it too late to add a bonus game to the list?
Do one game before you do another one.
And then actually do it. On the Bad Rats thing, buy Contraption Maker. It's a better game, and it has Workshop, Steam Workshop.
I really like The Incredible Machine, but Contraption Maker does sound cool. But for me, Incredible Machine, I have a lot of nostalgia for it.
Does it have trading cards?
Contraption Maker?
That's a big deal for me. Yeah.
I don't think it does.
Bad Rats has trading cards. Bad Rats is better.
I don't know if it does or not, but I'm not the right age anymore. It went back when The Incredible Machine came out. That's when we were all the target age. And now it's pretty much just for the kids. I have children who are now getting older and playing video games and stuff.
Yeah.
The last game time I missed... Oh, go ahead.
We're not handling the old thing well.
I miss the old game, Gizmos and Gadgets.
I don't know that game.
Oh, was that like from back in the day or what?
Yeah, like back in 98, back in the school.
Okay, so game that would have been what, Amiga? Cause...
Yeah, something like that.
Like, Incredible Machine, I played it at my friend had it, and we had lots of fun playing that, but we were kids, so... Although we were like already 8 or 9, something like that. Maybe a little bit younger, I don't know. But we had a great time. And the last time I really played it a lot, I had a friend over from college, and he really liked the game, and we had a great time playing that, just like together, where we tried to figure out the different puzzles. Because that's really the game itself.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool game. People talk really fondly about it on GOG. Most people who played it when they were the right age when it came out seem to remember it fondly.
If I would play this now and I have never played it before, I probably wouldn't enjoy it.
Really, like Bad Rats for MS-DOS.
Yeah. Bad Rats is actually, like, Incredible Machine, the physics works better, and it was just overall better game. Also, the problem is, with Bad Rats, the only goal was to kill the cat, and also there was things that were really weird about it, so overall it is a bad game.
Gotcha.
But it is playable, so I have played worse games than Bad Rats.
Okay.
The one thing that is really bad about the game that it didn't start for me, and I had to do like some kind of weird exception, because the computer basically decided not to run it. Even my computer doesn't want to run it, so... That's something that is really bad. So the game is badly programmed, but there's still games that I consider worse. Like, what is it, that space game? Space Trader game?
Oh, Space Trader Merchant Marines.
Oh my god, I hate that game. That game is the worst game. Like,
how can you say that's the worst game? We've played worse games than that in multiplayer.
That game is so bad.
It is pretty bad, though.
Do not try and tell me that Interstellar Marines is way better than Space Merchant Marines. Do not, don't you fucking dare.
Is it still that bad, though? Because they've patched that game a lot.
It's gotten a lot better, actually. It has gotten a lot better. But when it first came out, it was so, so bad.
Not to mention another game that's worse to play than Bad Rats.
These are the games... I've been doing categories, and the first category I ever did was the worst games on Steam. I have here Arcadia, Bad Rats, Forsaken Uprising. Oh my god, is that game bad? Lugaru HD, of course, gotta have that, and Space Trader Merchant Marine.
That's a really small category.
Now, okay, my list, since we're all doing the trend. Global, the billiard puzzle game, which I play the DRM-free version, it's just 99 Spirits. Bad Rats is on the list. Beat Blasters Free. Blob from Space. The Calling of the Cows. Final Slam 2. Kick-Ass 2. Lugaru HD. Penguins Arena. The Political Machine. Don't know why that's in there, haven't played it. Really Big Sky, can't stand that game. Sakura Angels, Sinister City, Slam It Pinball, Big Score. It's the Steam port of Sonic Adventure DX, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, Street Fighter X Tekken, Super Killer Hornet Resurrection.
Street Fighter X Tekken is in your bad games?
Yes.
Okay.
Tales of Adventure 2. Usagi Yojimbo, Way of the Ronin. Whittle 3 Adventures. Worms Blast. And X-Blades.
Worms Blast.
Actually, what's interesting about that one game that you also like made the characters for? Final Slam 2?
Yep. It's fun to...
It's fun to watch. It's not a good game. I don't like it. It's a shitty Flash game. But because of the character creation and because I want to use it for Virtual Warriors where we're going to beat the shit out of each other, it has its uses.
I gotta go, guys.
Okay, yeah. Let's finish it here. Okay.
You guys can keep going if you want. It's up to you.
No, we'll finish it here. Any last words, guys?
Yeah.
Good night.
Dicks.
It's been 56 minutes, so it's a good episode. So talk to you later, Patrol Beastians, and check out the next round.net.
Good night, guys.
Bye.